Labor unions around the Midwest have been feeling squeezed. The legislature in Wisconsin stripped public sector workers of their collective bargaining rights. Ohio tried to do the same thing, and Indiana passed an anti-union right-to-work law. Organizers in Michigan say the anti-union efforts here have been more subtle.
In Michigan, we are dying a death of a thousand cuts.
John Armeligos is a registered nurse at the University of Michigan Hospital. He's a public sector worker, and he's a member of the Michigan Nurses Association union. Armeligos says since 2010, there's been a radical shift in the state legislature, and bills have been passed that have slowly chipped away at long-established collective bargaining rights.
One bill here attacks public school teachers. Another bill here harms firefighters and police officers. Another bill may harm collective bargaining across the board for public employees.
Governor Snyder and the Republican-led legislature passed laws that forced public employees to pay more for health care, to contribute more to their pensions, that changed teacher tenure laws, and that allowed union contracts to be voided. These laws and other proposals, seen as anti-union, set off a series of protests in Lansing.
Tax the rich! Tax the rich!
These protests led to a petition drive, and now Michigan voters are faced with a choice. Union organizers say voters need to enshrine collective bargaining rights in the state constitution. They say these rights are fundamental, and they belong in the state's guiding document. But those opposed to Proposal 2 say it goes too far. The amendment would invalidate current and future laws that, quote, limit the ability to join unions and bargain collectively. Wendy Block is with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. She says the state legislature has a duty to step in when local governments are unable to control costs. She says if Proposal 2 passes, it will put too much power in the hands of unions.
Each and every little issue that would be put on the bargaining table now cannot have a state law that impacts it. And that really is dangerous and unprecedented. No other state does anything like this. And I think the uncertainty that that language is going to cause, which is extremely broad, really is the wrong direction for Michigan.
There are a lot of questions about what laws will be affected if Proposal 2 passes. Eric Lufer is with the Citizens Research Council of Michigan. The independent, nonpartisan group evaluated Proposal 2. Lufer says as labor unions negotiate their contracts, conflicts with existing state laws are bound to come up.
It'd be a good time to be a lawyer in Michigan because we will be forever trying to sort out what laws did infringe on the right to collective bargaining and which didn't.
And Lufer says it's not just conflicts with state laws that would trigger legal battles. He says the amendment would also create conflicts within the state constitution itself. Supporters of Proposal 2 say the constitutional amendment would shift the power back to where it belongs, the bargaining table, where they say the parties who know best sit down to negotiate solutions. This proposed amendment raises some thorny questions for voters who support collective bargaining rights, but who don't necessarily want to lock those rights into the state constitution.
It's not a question of whether Michigan should continue to have unions or not. They're going to be here, and they're going to be an important part of our economy. It's the question of whether they should be provided for in the Constitution or not.
Michigan was the birthplace of the American labor movement. So labor unions, business interests, and governments all across the country are watching what happens here. The strength of organized labor is being tested in many states, and the outcome of Proposal 2 could have a ripple effect across the country. I'm Mark Brush, Michigan Radio News.